Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about be sure God is watching. Be sure God is watching. Just like with the stoning of Naboth to steal his vineyard. And God's prophet Elijah said, if you put it in the Youngblood vernacular, Elijah said to Ahab and Jezebel, God's going to get you. God's going to get you. The very thing that they had done in relationship to taking Naboth's life, God judged them, took their lives. The justice took 20 years. Now, with this thing, with the investigation of the Russiagate, I'm thankful to find that John Durham has been working. I'll be honest with you. I had thought for several years now that it was just a situation where he had been assigned something, that he wasn't doing anything. Nothing's ever going to come of it. And it still may not. I have hopes, though, as a result of the recent revelation where he has handed down indictments. Let me read you a couple of paragraphs from an article. Then we'll take our caller. This article says he's going to deliver. He's unveiling the biggest political scandal in U.S. history. Katz Patel drops bombs. Durham grand jury interviewed 24 people so far. Dateline February the 14th, 2022. Kast, K-A-S-H, Patel, the former chief of staff of the acting United States Secretary of Defense, joined George Kelly on Monday night to discuss the explosive revelations released this past weekend that the Hillary camp and Democrats were spying on Donald Trump's campaign and later on the Trump White House. According to the Durham report, tech expert Donald Jaffe and his associates exploited internet data from the executive office of the President of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, that is treason. That is an act of treason. And 100 years ago, these folks would have been tried, convicted, and executed for doing so. I don't know where it'll go today. To further their own political agenda, Durham investigators uncovered evidence that shows Hillary Clinton's team paid operatives to infiltrate the Trump Tower and then President Trump's White House servers, that is, internet servers, to link Trump to Russia. Further, Kas Patel said this, the story is the biggest political scandal of criminal scandal in United States history. John Durham has interviewed 24 people in the grand jury to include CIA officers, FBI agents and directors, leadership in the Clinton campaign cycle, and they've all been indicted and with her lawyer. Since it is just starting, it is how you build a criminal conspiracy case, and they're not going to be able to ignore indictments once they start coming. Michael Sussman and Mark Elias. Mark Elias, by the way, is the chief attorney for the Democratic Party, Democratic National Convention. Mark Elias is the one that tried to prevent George Bush from the election scandal in South Florida. Mark Elias is the one that's already notified, put out a political notice nationwide that they already have thousands of attorneys ready to file suits across America for the 2022 election, et cetera, et cetera. Mark Elias, it says, were the lead attorneys for the Clinton campaign. They were paid millions and millions of dollars to perpetrate the Steele dossier fraud And now we know that they were paid millions of dollars to go out and to buy false information from tech executives. And here's the worst part. They secured a sensitive arrangement with someone in government to gain access to the White House servers. That means someone in government gave them permission and paid the contracting tech company to allow that work to happen. That can only have been done with the utilization of intelligence communities willingly going through illegal acts. And that, to me, is the biggest criminal scandal that we've had to talk about in years of the United States history. Ladies and gentlemen, we're faced with, the media always calls something like this a bombshell. The media's not talking about this today, even though it is truly an earth-shaking bombshell, because we're getting to the rudimentary fundamental finality of what really took place in 2016 and in 2017, 2018, 2019, and up through 2020. And still, in fact, they tried to impeach President Trump on two different occasions, one specifically about the Russiagate. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question and comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. Doing all right today?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
I'm doing well, sir. Doing well. Thanks for taking my call. I've been following through this. I called yesterday and I told you that there was no way that it can't be a three-letter agency that didn't help. An evil, back in 2016, 2017, it was the original naval attaché, that admiral that told Trump that they were doing that. Then Rosenberg suggested that Comey be fired by Trump, and then Trump did that, and then all of a sudden he's calling for Trump to be investigated for firing Comey. Comey's also the one that let Hillary off for the server where she had it in her bathroom. What I see happening is Congress is an investigative body by the Constitution there. They are not a prosecutorial body. The indictments that were handed down now have to be referred to the DOJ, who is run by Christopher Wray, I think, right now. And it's
DOJ
up to him whether he...
DOJ is Merrick Garland.
I'm thinking of previous administration.
Yeah.
Previous. But anyway, it's up to him. As much as I would like to see justice, I don't believe that anybody who has a D behind their name will see the type of justice that General Flynn saw, where they have the 3 a.m., you know, door
raid on his home, the bankrupt,
and
the man
fraud marched him, and then bank. Yeah. No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, Jim, my prayer is, Jim, as we look at this, I don't think anything will happen under the Biden administration, under Merrick Garland's DOJ. Merrick Garland is simply a puppet to prosecute as Biden directs him, not prosecutorial working in on behalf of the citizens. But it's my prayer that we'll see the House and the Senate totally dominated by Republicans by November. So next January, it's my prayer that they'll pick up the loose ends with all of this stuff and start some real investigative work and prosecutorial efforts, although it will not happen as long as Merrick Garland is the DOJ. It'll never be brought to an ultimate summary judgment. But even at that, if it can be carried out so that the general public sees the facts and understands that we've been lied to, deceived, and our nation undermined by Hillary Rodham Clinton, by the law firm of the Cooey Law Firm and the DNC, and those that are thugs with badges, those CIA, FBI, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, then I'll be satisfied. But we need every listener needs to understand God's watching. God's not asleep.
Oh, yes. No, he's not. No.
Jim, thank you so much. Go ahead.
Now she got thrown from a window, right? And the dogs laughed at her, spilt blood on the ground.
That's right. Well, that was Jezebel.
That's old school justice there.
Absolutely. God's still on the throne. He's still watching it all. If I didn't believe that, sir, I wouldn't want to get up every morning.
Yeah.
Jim, thank you, brother, for your call.
Thank you, sir.
I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question and comment, please.
I mean, it's sad to see what's going on in America. And the funny thing is, you see the enemies within the Democrats. They take you to jail. They put you in jail for over a year. And they build up a case based on lies like the January 6th. But when we are empowered and we got all the evidence from those enemies within the liberals up in Seattle. Remember that Summit of Peace, and they were burning everything. They were attacking people. We didn't prosecute nobody, and all the evidence was there. And it was all Trump in power. So I think that's the frustrating thing about, you know, conservatives like myself, that you see with all the evidence, we don't put nobody against the, you know, against the ropes or put them in jail, rightfully so. We're just trying to be nice. And then with all the evidence about the election results, you got the attorney general saying there was no evidence. A week later, Newsweek magazine came out with an article bragging as to how they did it and everything laid out on Newsweek magazine. We don't do nothing. That's the most frustrating thing about conservatives. And look at what's going on now with all the evidence coming out from that lying Clinton. We all know she's a liar. I mean, nothing is going to happen. It's unfortunate. Well, look with the dossier. All the evidence, they lie. The FBI, they use the FBI. Did anybody go to jail? They're free. They even, one of those guys, the bigger liar, he get all the benefits that they were withhold from him. So, I mean, it's unfortunate, but there's no, I'm sorry to say this, brother, but if that were you or me, we'd be in jail years and years. Or you
absolutely.
Are in DC.
Jose, that's one of the bottom lines that I want our listeners to understand.
Yes.
If the FBI, the CIA, and all of the thugs with badges can do this to Donald J. Trump as President of the United States of America, they can undermine the security of the Internet system, the technology system in the White House. If they can do that to him, what can they do to we the people as individual little peons on the street, as I call it? What could be the future be for us? This is the reason it should raise the ire and the interest and the concern for every citizen, especially as Christians. Because right now what we see happening in Canada with Trudeau introducing martial law, we're on the fast track for seeing that taking place with the Biden administration. And under martial law, ladies and gentlemen, and Jose, listen, under martial law, the Biden administration can seize all weapons. The Biden administration can seize all bank accounts. The Biden administration could cause to cease and desist anything that's called public speech or freedom of religion and anything to do with our Bill of Rights. And it's on the fast track for Biden to institute martial law. He's been prompting Trudeau to do this himself.
Yes.
And this is what's on the in the background for what they want to do in America. And I'm concerned about that, and I'm praying that I can cause every Christian, every conservative to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and stop being silent and playing dead like somehow, some way Christians are supposed to be hidden in the closet and we're not to have a voice.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, really, what's going on worldwide, the abuses and everything. And the worst enemies within is the liberal media. They don't talk about this. They don't want to touch it. They don't want to mention it. Why? Because if they talk about it, they themselves are going to be exposed for the liars and non-trusters that they are. Like the MSLSD, CNN, all those liberal networks, they were repeating the lie that now we know is a lie. But unfortunately, we're not going to have any retractions. We're not going to have any I wish somebody can sue him for what they did to Trump, because that's national security. I mean, spying on a president, that's insane. But all we have to do as Christians is just pray and hope that this country stand up and keep fighting, you know, for his rights.
Absolutely. I say to every Christian, Jose, we need to keep witnessing. We need to keep working. We need to keep watching. We need to keep looking up and understand that Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 20 says, our God shall fight for us.
Amen, brother. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your call. God bless you and keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what has taken place with the recent, quote, using the media's term, bombshell revelation. But ladies and gentlemen, the media, other than Fox giving a little bit of information about it, the media has said nothing. They've been squeak silent. 0 seconds, 0 minutes been given to this new revelation of what has taken place with the uncovering of this information under the Durham report. I'm looking at another article that says, prosecutor has evidence. Listen, prosecutor has evidence to indict multiple people over the Dems, that's the Democrats, Russian scheme. John Ratcliffe, a former director of the National Intelligence, has advised Special Counsel John Durham on more than one occasion. And there is evidence to support multiple indictments in Durham's review of the origins of the Democrats' now-debunked Russian collusion scheme they carried out against Donald Trump, both as candidate and as president. Fox News reported its sources detailed how Ratcliffe, a former congressman and former U.S. attorney in Texas, revealed that there was evidence to indict multiple people. The Democrats created this entire conspiracy, this theory, during Trump's first run for office, and was somehow connected, that he was somehow connected to and indebted to the Russians. However, a year-long investigation by former FBI chief Robert Mueller failed to uncover any evidence of that wild claim. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you recall or not, but with the Robert Mueller's report, $40 million of U.S. taxpayer money invested or spent or wasted or squandered, with 19 Rhino and socialist Marxist Democrat attorneys on the staff with him over a two-year period of time, produced no evidence that President Donald J. Trump had any connection to Vladimir Putin or the Russian gulag in any fashion whatsoever. This article goes on to say, on Sunday, WorldNet Daily reported, that's WorldNet Daily News Online, a new legal filing from Durham, who already has obtained one conviction and has filed charges against two more allegedly involved in the conspiracy, claimed that the 2016 presidential campaign of Hillary Rodham Clinton paid for the internet company to infiltrate. Now, Hillary Clinton paid for an internet company to infiltrate the servers at the White House and the Trump Tower to frame President Donald J. Trump. That's the charges. That's the indictment that's been handed down now. The report said Durham says the purpose was to establish an inference and a narrative to bring the government agencies linking Donald Trump to Russia. This is a whole new level of corruption, and it's of grave concern, U.S. Mike Turner, Republican of Ohio, said. The House Intelligence Committee ranking member told Maria Bartiromo at Fox News on Sunday Morning Futures. Quote, "This is so wrong, and allegations of such a level of illegal activity that goes directly to the faith in our government. We have to get to the bottom of this," he said, end quote. Trump, who stated that he was being spied on upon the Democrats back when it was occurring, said, quote, "The latest pleadings from the special counsel Robert Durham provides indisputable evidence that my campaign and president was spied on, the operatives paid for by Hillary Clinton campaign in an effort to develop a completely fabricated connection to Russia." Quote, "This is a scandal far greater in scope and magnitude than Watergate, and those who were involved in it knew that this was spying operation going on should be subject to criminal prosecution. In a stronger period of time in our country, the crime would have been punishable by death." And President Trump is exactly right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm thankful that this report has come forward, and I pray that somehow, some way, it will be dealt with. And again, God is watching. God watched when Naboth's vineyard was stolen. God watched when Naboth was stoned to death by false accusation. God watched for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and 20 years as he was waiting to bring about his ultimate judgment, as Elijah had told Ahab and Jezebel that God would do. God's not silent, ladies and gentlemen. God may be silent to us, but God's still on the throne. It may seem as though you can get by with anything, and in the political circle today, it seems that there's a wide-open carte blanche opportunity for our politicians, the rhinos and the socialist Marxist Communist Party called the Democrats. They think that somehow, some way, God's asleep or God's on a vacation. But what is it that we do know? We do know that Hillary Clinton sent out an email even before the false narrative broke to the public through the news media. She stated something about Trump's computer having some indication of a Russian connection. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this article. Damning statements from Hillary Clinton's campaign resurfaced after explosive filings from John Durham. Statements Hillary Clinton made just a week before 2016 presidential election resurfaced over the weekend after a damning new report from the special counsel John Durham. After a news report alleged in October 2016 that a server in Trump Tower was communicating with the Kremlin linked to the Alpha Bank, that's LFA, Alpha Bank, the Clinton campaign seized on the moment and claimed it was proof that the then candidate Donald Trump was colluding with Russia. Quote, "This could be the most direct link yet between Donald Trump and Moscow," said Jake Sullivan. Jake Sullivan was working for Hillary Clinton on the Clinton campaign. Jake Sullivan has been a Clintonite for years and years and years. Jake Sullivan is now, ladies and gentlemen, the current national advisor, national security advisor. This article says Jake Sullivan, the current national security advisor, he's been appointed by Biden, and he's the one that's national security advisor has been telling us what Russia can do, what Russia can't do, and giving us assurance that President Biden is going to stand them down. And President Biden is speaking tough to the Russians. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Biden and his cabal. It's Clinton and her entire Clinton apparatus that's been in bed with the Russians for all of this time. Ladies and gentlemen, it is simply a smokescreen to some way baffle the general community in thinking that somehow, some way President Trump was a bad dude. But this article continues. The secret hotline may be the key of unlocking the mystery of Trump's ties to Russia. It certainly seems that Trump Organization felt it had something to hide. This is Clinton's statements and Jake Sullivan. Given it the opportunity, apparently took steps to conceal the link when it was discovered by journalists, Sullivan said. This line of communication may help explain Trump's bizarre adoration of Vladimir Putin and the endorsement of so many pro-Kremlin positions throughout his campaign. In a second social media blast, Clinton's campaign claimed that Trump had a secret server. Ladies and gentlemen, before all of this became on the front line top burner by the socialist Marxist media, Hillary Clinton was setting the stage by sending out little blurbs and emails that would indicate this potentiality and that they were thinking about, looking at, and talking about it. It says, Trump has a secret server that was set up to communicate privately with Putin-tied Russian bank. The server was shut down when discovered, but a new one was later created under a new name with the same purpose as the first one. This is what's being claimed by what was claimed then in 2016 by Sullivan, which is now the current national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, and by the Cooey Law Firm, which was the Clinton campaign lawyers and the Clinton DNC lawyers, and then claiming that there was a server. One was shut down, another was set up. This goes back and says in this article, the smoking gun story broke October the 31st, 2016. That is important because it came 3 days after the FBI director, James Comey, informed Congress the FBI was investigating new information relating to the Clinton email scandal. Thus, Clinton's campaign seized on the story to distract from its own personal problems and quagmire in the election. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at a very serious condition in our nation. Morally, ethically, and spiritually, we're in a major freefall decline. Societally and militarily, we're in a freefall. Our present president, Joe Biden, is decimating our military. Joe Biden is destroying the consistency and the continuity and the power and the strength of the military in the United States of America, and at the same time undermining faith and family and our freedom. I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen, because what we see now that's coming to light with what we already knew as conservatives, what we already knew as patriots in America, we knew that these were fraudulent charges, but at the same time, it is now being brought about by the apparatus through John Durham's report that he's been now for, what is this, about 4 years, 5 years of investigating, and is now coming out with bits and pieces. Now, very frankly, I think that it should have been done long, long ago, but I don't know the background of what he's trying to do to put the puzzle together to make these pieces of the jigsaw puzzle fit. Just as one of our callers intimated, I don't know that anything will happen with this. Jose made mention of it. It's sad when you understand this could happen and nothing being done, but yet they persecuted, prosecuted, and almost destroyed General Flynn. And they've done the same with other conservatives. And if that can happen to people like the President of the United States of America, what can these thugs with badges do for an average citizen? Just look at Canada, of what they're doing now. Muzzling the voices, muzzling the Christians, muzzling the churches, muzzling anybody that's conservative in Canada. Canada today is on the fast track for absolute ruin and destruction of anything that's called morals and ethics and values in the nation of Canada. What we do know also, ladies and gentlemen, is that it was Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and the Clinton campaign with Clinton's attorneys that were all colluding to corrupt and to destroy Trump, and they were doing so and undermining the United States of America and its Constitution. I believe we have Pastor Davis on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and I pray that you are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just like yourself, I mean, I was basically elated that this information came out on Hillary Clinton. And I'm I'm thinking, Dr. Youngblood, that they knew about this a long time ago. Why are they just now putting it out like it's some great big surprise when I think they knew about this all along? Now, I mean, I don't want to set myself up for disappointment into thinking that they're going to do something right away, but I don't believe that this administration is going to make a move on that. So my thoughts are that they're just going to slap Hillary Clinton on the hand and say that you should not have gotten caught. And here's some tickets to Disney World. Go and enjoy yourself. So that's what I'm looking at right now.
Brother Davis, you're exactly right, but let's look at another side of that same coin. Go back to the Ahab and Jezebel scenario with them falsely charging Naboth, having Naboth persecuted, prosecuted, and put to death. He was stoned to death so that they could get that little garden, that little vegetable garden, that little herb garden, that little vineyard, the Bible calls it. And they were political. That was a political machine. They were politically free to do whatever they wanted to do. They did it. They took advantage of it, and they had him killed. But, Pastor, God is still on the throne, just as God, after over a 20-year period of time, ultimately judged them for what they did. I believe the Clintons and all of the Clinton apparatus, the Clinton Foundation, those attorneys that were involved and those politicians that were involved, one day it may not be where we see it, may not be where we know it, may not be where we recognize it, but God is still the judge. He is still sovereign. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what God did with Ahab and Jezebel, I believe God will do with the Clintons and all the Clinton apparatus that brought this about, that's undermining and destroying the very foundation of our great nation. So we need to keep praying that God will intervene and will have ultimate judgment. Pastor Davis, thank you so much for your call today. God bless you and keep looking up, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, in these final moments, I want to remind you that Senate Bill 7014 is going to be on the governor's desk, Governor DeSantis. Call the governor's office and say, veto that bill. The governor's telephone number is 850-717-9337. 850 is the area code. 717-9337. And say to whoever answers the phone, when his receptionist answers the phone, you don't have to ask for his administrator or the chief of staff, anybody else. Just say, my name is so-and-so. I'm in Jacksonville or wherever you live, and this is my name, and I'm asking the governor to veto 7014, Senate Bill 7014. Ask him to veto that bill. We need to intervene now and ask him to veto that bill if we have any hope for anything to be done with COVID patients and for them to have a possibility of living and not being killed by the Medical Association in the state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
July 295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.